This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Dangerous new superbugs on the way. So we need dangerous new antibiotics, don't we? No, we don't. We don't. And this is the place you'll hear about it. Robert Scott Bell Show is on the air next couple of hours on GCN and around the country on wonderful radio affiliates that believe in a message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. 866-939-BELL if you'd like to call in. The hotline, you don't need antibiotics to do it, right? No permission required. You don't need a license. You could just pick up the phone and dial it. We may answer. We may not. But you could try. You could leave a message when we're off the air, too. Super Don, it wasn't just Bill Paxton who died yesterday before the Academy Awards. And, you know, we play that in some of the opening montages that you produced where he's going, game over, man, game over. Game over as well for Judge Wapner.
You know, some of the younger generation may have no idea who that is, but he was the guy. This was back in 1981 when this first started. The show was called People's Court, People's Court, and it was the very first of what has become a whole bunch of these reality TV court programs that play during the day where people go in and they, I don't like my husband because he wore funny clothes. Well, I don't like her, you know.
He broke my plant.
That's right.
Right? That kind of crazy stuff. But Wapner, this is a guy who didn't die young, right? And he was Judge Wapner. He lasted till almost a century, 97 years of age.
Yeah.
And was it because Super Don, he smoked and drank and cursed? I mean, what was the story on Wapner? He seemed like a pretty clean guy.
Well, 97 years old, things are kind of wearing out, you know, even if you've been living a healthy life. But he had some kind of breathing problems. He was hospitalized and ended up going home on hospice. So I think, you know, his time was up. But he was a tough dude. I mean, I didn't realize until I was looking at it before the show here that he served in World War II and was injured by sniper fire in the Philippines. He got the Purple Heart and the Bronze Star. So you didn't want to mess with Judge Wapner.
No, you didn't. He was tough. But anyway, there you go. It's the continuity of life. And, of course, while we're here, we want to push it for all it's worth in terms of freedom, right, liberty. This is an important concept here. But liberty is kind of hitting headlong into drugs, mandates, limitations on freedom of speech and communicating what those drugs do or what they would like them to do, much less the things we utilize here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, food, dietary supplements, homeopathy, and what they can do and what they can say about it. But never fear, whenever we are in trouble in this regard and concerned about things that we are going to put into our bodies, my computer crashes and I can't play the theme song. That's what I'm saying. I'm leading into it. It's gone. Just like the FDA to take that away from me because they know how much they get annoyed when we play this theme song about the FDA team. I might have to play it after the fact. We'll see.
Well,
I know. It's kind of a bummer.
Natural food and medicines.
Yes.
And if they find you might get a visit from the FDA team.
All right, this is not good. This is not like MTV acoustic. This was supposed to be just like jamming on, you know, the great stuff that we do here. Yeah,
live radio, you know. Roll with the punches.
Mm-hmm. Roll with it, baby. This first story is about Big Pharma and the pharmaceutical monopoly and the pharma groups that, of course, lobby on their behalf. We've talked about the fact that the pharmaceutical industry is, I don't know if its total wealth is bigger than the oil industry. Certainly they're derived from oil. But are they, in fact, wealthier? Well, at least based on the amount of lobbying they do, you'd have to say yes. Yeah. So what are we going to do? We're going to call on our regulators, and they're going to help us at the FDA.
In the early 1900s, a government agency was formed to protect the public from unsafe food and drugs. Since then, it has become corrupt and now protects the health of the industry over the safety of the public. Today, working with the government, they survive as soldiers of pharmaceutical fortune. If you love freedom, if you sell organic food or natural medicines, and if they find you, you might get a visit from the FDA team.
Ah, there we go. The Fear and Death Administration got its own theme song. Thanks to Super Don, we brought it back. Pharma groups to the FDA. Please, please stop that new off-label rule in its tracks. Well, what off-label rule are we talking about? Should we be cheering about it? Should we be hiding the children and grandma and grandpa about it? Well, it relates to one of Super Don's pet peeves, and that is off-label marketing, off-label prescribing. And there have been a number of off-label marketing lawsuits that have been successful, but in which direction? I think, if I'm not remembering this incorrectly, Super Don, that the drug industry is winning on this based on First Amendment.
Yes.
Isn't that interesting?
There have been a handful of court cases over the last couple of, well, maybe it's been a couple of years now since the first one, where they actually won in court saying, you know what, we ought to say that we can use drugs for other things because it's a freedom of speech issue, which is just, you know, it makes you, whatever hair you have left from ripping it out every time that we cover a story on this off-label prescribing and the damage it's doing to people, you know, free speech?
Yeah. Free speech.
Free speech for who? I know this goes down a big rabbit hole, but, you know, they suddenly want free speech when if somebody wants to sell something natural and wants free, oh, no, you can't. No, free speech, that's dangerous, right? That's killing people.
Well, that is the rub, isn't it? And you know, we contemplated this, I believe, a few days ago on the air, right, that the mainstream media that is lock, stock, and barrel in opposition to anything Trump does, even if it's good, they just want to be, you know, antagonists to the whole situation because of their left-leaning communist Marxist intentions. But, you know, one of the ways we could combat that is we could say, all right, just like every other country in the world besides New Zealand, just the U.S. and New Zealand, we'll just pull the plug on direct-to-consumer advertising for pharmaceutical prescription drugs. Bingo, bango, bongo, problem solved, for the most part. Not totally. Well, it would level the playing field a little bit, because guess what? The vast majority of, maybe some upwards of 50% of all the money mainstream media gets is from, guess what, the drug industry. So imagine if you knock off 50% of their inflow. How powerful would they be tomorrow? Oh, they'd be in a heap of trouble. They'd be laying off people right and left, and now, you know, these reporters that were living cushy jobs writing pharmaceutical PR manuscripts and reading them faithfully, dutifully, would somehow find religion in herbs because they'd be so sick and they'd be finally once be able to write something truthful about something that could actually help you and not kill you. And so the argument for censorship of the drug industry is you'll save lives. You'll save a lot of lives because according to the AMA, Journal of the American Medical Association, year 2000, Barbara Starfield report, 106,000 to 225,000 Americans every year die due to properly used, prescribed, and administered drugs. Okay? You follow me? That's not one or two people a year. That's 106,000 to 225,000. That was in the JAMA Journal year 2000. Nothing has changed. If anything, it's gotten worse. And, of course, this doesn't even get into the issue of vaccines and the adverse events, including death due to them. So do we go down that rabbit hole that you were referencing, Super Don, and say censorship? Part of me says, you know what, it's worth it to save lives. But the core of my core says, No, we got to do the opposite. And you referenced it as well in your brief. I won't even call it a tirade because you've done tirades on off-label prescribing, and I get that.
It was
that.
Kind of a mini rant.
A mini rant. It was very gentle for you in that regard, and I appreciate that. But what I would see is the absolute freedom restored to speech by everyone and anyone. Yes, that means manufacturers of dietary supplements. Yes, that means manufacturers of homeopathic medicines. Yes, that means farmers of cherries who could then tout the benefits of eating lots of cherries, not to the point of throwing up like the witches of Eastwick. Was that that with Jack Nicholson? Was that called that?
I believe so. Yeah. Cher?
Yeah, remember that one? Yeah, where they ate a lot of cherries and he just kept spitting them out. That was kind of gross. But eating enough of them and you could reverse gout and some arthritis. But the fact that you say that, even though it's true and backed up by science, gets you threatened to be shut down by the FDA, right? The Fear and Death Administration. Now, the FDA was supposed to be the organization, the regulatory body that would protect the American people from dangerous food additives, adulterated food additives or products, and drugs as well. But what they have become is the protection racket for the pharmaceutical industrial complex. And if this freedom to off-label prescribe comes into being, I will support it. I know Super Don's shocked. I will. But there's a caveat there. If you're going to defend the First Amendment freedoms of those who sell drugs to the American people, and you do not simultaneously support the freedoms of those who sell dietary supplements, homeopathic remedies, herbal foods and functional foods, then perhaps you should maybe curtail half of your speech as well. Half of everything you want to say shall be censored from now on, just so you can feel the karmic burn as you suffer under oppression. Because for those who think that America is great, and there's a lot of greatness in America, I will say this clearly, as I can say it. America is not great because of its willingness to violate the First Amendment protected rights of the people. In fact, that makes American government tyrannical. And in fact, it makes the American government liable for those millions of deaths per decade. Because it's prohibiting the speech of those who have legitimate scientific support or anecdotal evidence, and you would have to be honest about what you're communicating, that we can do what the drugs can do without side effects, without toxicity, without death. Can you live with that level of freedom, or is that too frightening for you? Give me a call, 866-939-2355. If not, we can go to Subway and have something that's not what you think it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so as simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Subway says they're cleaning up their act. We're going to show you how clean their chicken is or is not. We'll get to that in a moment. But I want to follow up on this big pharma group and the attempts to, you know, push their envelope for freedom of speech in regards to off-label use. It's very dangerous, yet I am not a nanny stater. I want the decision making to be with me and my family and you and your family, not with a federal bureaucrat on whether I decide to take a drug or not. Do you know that south of the border, that is the border between the United States and Mexico, you can get a prescription drug. You can go in the pharmacy and buy one yourself. You don't even need a doctor to write you a script. How's that working out for Mexico, right? I don't know, but I'm just saying if the Mexicans are free enough to do it, but, of course, that takes the gatekeepers out of the way, and it might be appropriate, it might be inappropriate. You get to decide, though. I defer to you, as I would have you defer to me when it comes to self-determination. Now, on this big pharma thing with their drugs, they're off-label. I mean, they're promoting this concept that's going beyond what's the intended use. They say the definition of intended use for drugs and devices. And the FDA changed that definition to include the totality of the evidence standard, which evidently waters the standard in such a way that you said, yeah, well, we got approved for this XYZ drug to work on your big toe for whatever it is, right? Maybe it's Euloric. Okay, remember that? That's a drug that they say gets rid of gout, right?
I love that one. That's one of my favorites.
Well,
it was the commercial with the guy carrying the beaker, and it was full of uric acid.
Uric acid, exactly. So this is a great example, actually. I'm very glad I brought it up. Thank you, Robert.
You're so smart.
Good job. Well, the reason is because I brought up the cherry juice before, which does what Euloric does without being a drug, without being toxic, without being dangerous, right? And, okay, so they want to say, now, hey, not only does it help with gout, but it can help with tennis elbow, right? they didn't have any evidence to promote that use when they got approved for gout. But they say since then we've conducted additional studies. And so we have the totality of the evidence standard now. Now, I'm not opposed to this as long as they can't lie about the totality of evidence to say, we conducted our own studies in-house, this is what we found. All right? And then you get to say, I don't think that's good enough. Or you say, okay, that's good enough for me. You get to choose instead of the FDA telling you. But there are lawsuits that could be coming up from whistleblowers that say, hey, maybe it's not as solid as you think it is, and the consumers might sue. And I'm like, well, that's a good thing, because that's the way it was designed to be. The judiciary could keep those businesses honest. I know there's a problem with, reckless lawsuits and people are just suing for everything. That California's crazy that way. But, again, I would defer to freedom before I would defer to tyranny. We already live under a state of tyranny when it comes to the suppression of freedom of speech. But as I'm here in a weird way, a holistic guy, a homeopathic guy, occasionally with a bad attitude, hosting a radio show, supporting the freedom of speech from the drug industry, I demand that same freedom of speech be available to all my friends that are making dietary supplements, selling dietary supplements, for every health food store out there in America to push back on the restrictions on freedom of speech. You don't know how muzzled people are in health food stores. And maybe you're at a multi-level marketing group. I'm not a big fan of MLM. People go gaga crazy promoting things. They have no idea what they're promoting. But do I not have the right to hear what they say and say, that's crap, or it's good and I'll go with it? No, the government says I have to protect you from yourself. Well, you might want to live in that kind of America. That's not my idea of real liberty, health freedom and healing liberty. So freedom of speech is an issue, but it's not being equally applied. Now, I'm not even going to go to the 14th Amendment, because that subjugated everybody. Lincoln, this is the most controversial thing I'll say today, maybe. Lincoln didn't free the slaves. He made slaves of everybody through the 14th Amendment, because everybody became citizens subject to the jurisdiction of the District of Columbia, which prior to the 14th Amendment, you were a national, you're an American, yes, but you weren't a citizen of the federal government, because the states were sovereign. They were superior to the federal government, except in the few enumerated powers they granted to the federal government. Again, that which is not, you can nullify via the 10th Amendment. That which is not on the state level, you can nullify via your humanity. And this gets into jurisdiction as well. And this is what we've talked about with Dr. Batar. Well, he'll be on a little later, Advanced Medicine Together. When you're in the public domain, they claim ownership of you. When you're operating as a private human, for lack of a better way to say it, I'll use the word sovereign, but somebody might put me on a list, right? That you now have the freedom to do that which is your right by God. Unless your government is God, and God is your government, you're superior to the government, and you have rights that were bestowed upon you, not by government, but by God. I said it. Maybe that's more controversial than saying Lincoln didn't free the slaves. I don't know. Get back to me. We will talk about the controversy of Subway chicken strips not being what they say they are. What about the antibiotics? We'll get there, too.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
When you find yourself in danger, when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking, there is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call the Super Chicken. And if you're afraid, you'll have to overlook it. Besides, you knew the job was dangerous when you took it. He will drink his super sauce and throw the bad guys for a loss. And he will bring them in alive and kicking. There was one thing you should learn when there was no one else who turned to call the Super Chicken. Call the Super Chicken.
That is not the new theme song for Subway Chicken Strips. I can tell you that right now. Super Chicken is not happening at Subway. It may be something else. and it may be genetically modified, but it's not super chicken. This is from our friends in the frozen north that might not be so frozen this winter, I don't know, in Canada. There's a university study claiming that Subway chicken strips could contain less than 50% chicken DNA.
Oh.
Yeah. Not so fresh, as they like to say. Because we covered a story about, like, Panera, of course, Chipotle. They compared all the things. Are they pulling out antibiotics? We're getting cleaner, fewer additives. Nobody decided to test the chicken until this study at Trent University reported by the Canadian Broadcasting Company.
It was a week ago today we covered the story, and they put together, as a bunch of organizations, put together this detailed scorecard of antibiotic policies. And the two categories, you had good policy across all meats, and the other one was availability of meat produced without routine antibiotics. And you had Panera on the top, Chipotle in second, and we kind of looked at each other kind of sad. I was like, because Subway came in third. But I'm sitting here looking at this, and it's like, all right, so Subway's chicken patties or fillets or whatever came in third. Ranked as far as being good on not having antibiotics, but I'm thinking, if your chicken fillet is only half chicken, then it's like, it seems like you're kind of cheating in a way.
What's the truth in labeling? What do you got, chicken strips or something else? And turns out, as they're analyzing the DNA of the chicken strips and samples of fillets and different things, they found the DNA of soy DNA. Soy. Now, granted, soy is not optimal as a food, especially when it's like straight out of the field. Even in my opinion, if it's organic, I would have you ferment or culture that soy. But you can be darn sure that the soy that Subway is using is not organic, which means, guess what? It's GMO soy.
Well, and listen, I think we probably assumed, even if it was didn't have antibiotics in it, it wasn't going to be organic chicken, right? But I got to tell you, if enough people found out about this, this could really hurt Subway, because if somebody goes in to order a chicken sandwich, Subway does not advertise their chicken sandwiches being half soy.
No, they aren't. They have not said that.
That's kind of a,
That's a selling point. We're half soy. No, this, you know, when we were in school, grade school, in high school, they used to call this mystery meat. And Subway's bringing it back like it's a new thing, I guess, and not telling anybody. The results show that the fillets contained just 53.6% chicken DNA. The strips were found to contain just 42.8% chicken DNA. So the strips were less than chicken strips. They should be called soy strips with a little bit of chicken DNA. Just giving you perspective. So, y'all, when you go out to eat at these fast food mass merchandise restaurants, whether in the U.S. or Canada or elsewhere, you got to question origin. So I say, get to know your farmer or become your farmer, because they get to choose it for you. Now, their Subway's going, well, as far as we know, we're fine. We'll check on our suppliers, right? They'll put it off on their suppliers, like it's not their responsibility to know whether their suppliers are supplying them chicken or soy or some combination thereof.
Well, I guess I should have looked, because they spelled chicken C-H-I-K-K-E-N, see, so.
I guess it could be a new thing they created, and we have the preponderance or the totality of the evidence on our side, will say. We ran our own test, but that's okay. All right, folks, we're going to go back into food to perhaps dietary supplements, medicine, because, I don't sell anything like that here. I don't sell chicken strips. I don't sell soy. The only thing I have is a book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger called Unlock the Power to Heal. If you'd like to get that, we'd love you to get that. You can get that on Barnes & Noble online, bn.com, or go to amazon.com, or go to unlockthepowertoheal.com and get the e-version if you want that instantaneously. That one's full color. By all means, do so. That'll help you out. But because of that, the restrictions on freedom of speech don't tend to muzzle me. So I'm not selling anything. I should be able to and still speak freely on it based on the science. But, hey, I will sacrifice my economic standpoint for my ability to sleep well at night, to speak truthfully, honestly, openly, candidly, and even scientifically about the things that I believe, which means you get to ask me those questions that stimulate such discussion.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, Super Deep, tell me, because my audio thing crashed again.
Yes.
That's a question of the day.
Yes.
You need to read me the question of the day because I don't have it in front of me. I know it was from somebody named Artia?
Artie.
Was it from? Artie. Artie. Okay. So Artie wrote right in. So if you have it right here, give me that question of the day and I'll continue. Yes.
All right. It's a two-parter. And the first question Artie has is, would 1 teaspoon of silver aloe vera 3 times a day be appropriate for a 5-year-old who needs to restore gut flora?
Okay, a teaspoon 3 times a day with aloe vera?
Correct.
Okay. And you know, he's asking, I don't say a loaded question, but a comprehensive question, because would that be enough to, what, restore the flora? Is that what he said?
It is, yes, to a 5-year-old who needs to restore gut flora.
Okay, because what the silver aloe protocol does, and if you're new to the show, you're going to have to read about it, or if you go to the, what is it called, the video archives or whatever at robertscottbell.com, there's actually a video where I show you what
video
to do.
Video gallery.
Gallery, the gallery. You can learn about it, but the two primary focal points that work in tandem together, the silver hydrosol and the aloe vera juice. Right. The aloe helps to carry the silver into the gut, where normally we're taking the silver hydrosol, which is a much purer, more active form of colloidal silver, and we are sublingually absorbing it. We're absorbing it into blood and lymph instantaneously, really, and we're not really swallowing active silver at that point into the gut. So you're not delivering it that way unless we work hard to do it with aloe vera or take loads more of the silver. And so in a 5-year-old, if I had my daughter, she's now 11, it was like yesterday she was 5, and, you know, we would do about a teaspoon to do the aloe protocol for a child at that age with the aloe vera juice. So that's a great, you're on it, Artie. But as far as restoring the flora, that's the secondary phase of this treatment, if we can call it a treatment. It's really a restoration of integrity, epithelial integrity. What we're doing is down-regulating tissue inflammation, the lining of the gut, up-regulating its regeneration while aggressively, safely neutralizing dysbiotic microorganisms, bacteria that are out of balance, yeast overgrowth, things like that. But the key is healing the gut lining. Therefore, when you take or give the probiotic to your child, they have an opportunity to reset the microbiome because you've given them the proper home. You've healed the tissue itself. So it's sort of it's a right question, but there's nuances to it. I wanted to be sure I'm clear about. So the silver aloe 3 times a day on an empty stomach, smaller quantities, obviously for children, and then, the probiotics at night. 2 weeks for a child, simply more often than not, unless they're in a situation where they're so devastated they're on the road to colostomy bags. And I don't take this lightly because teenagers are being butchered by gastroenterologists. And I'm not even blaming them technically. They don't know because this is how they're trained. They're put on pharmaceutical horse blinders and they give antibiotics and prednisone until they're left with just surgery. So we want to prevent that in children, of course, teenagers, and at any age. And that's what we do. So that's part one of the question. And so, yes, you're on the right track. I just want to make sure we had a comprehensive overview. And if you want to learn more in the book, Unlock the Power to Heal, it's there. Super Don, is there a part B to that question?
Part B, would nebulizing silver destroy benign lung cysts?
Whoa, okay. So maybe he already has the book because he's asking about two things that were so popular as far as I had to add information in, talking about lung health. And if you take the silver hydrosol and you put it in a nebulizer, a teaspoon, you breathe it into the lungs, you're delivering active silver ions into lung tissue where you'll neutralize infections, whether it be pneumonia, bronchitis, you know, colds, viral issues, you know, and the like. But you're talking about benign lung cysts. Now, what is a benign lung cyst? It's non-cancerous, right? They say it's just a cyst. What does the cyst contain? I don't know in this case, but oftentimes the cyst is, you know, a gathering place for toxins, for tissue, diseased tissue, something that's gone awry that the body is trying to wall off and compartmentalize and protect you from. Now, the homeopathic remedy, anytime you have a situation like this where you can see it, usually you're indicating a Staphylococcus aureus infection. And you want to know about hypersulfocalcareum. And I didn't have the theme song to play at the moment because Super Don is so awesome. He makes things like that. Challenge him. He'll rise to the occasion. You challenge him in any theme song, he says he's up for it. But the idea here is hypersulfur homeopathic. And, of course, yes, the silver into the lungs would be helpful because if there is inflammation of tissue, one of the things silver does is it downregulates tissue inflammation. But there's something else going on here with cysts that develop there or anywhere else. And I look at this once again as compensatory excretion. When the liver and the kidneys, the colon, the lymph, any of those things are not at 100% peak capacity, there are other systems that take over, redundant systems that go, you know what, we'll serve as an outlay, outreach, if you will, to get rid of this stuff. And the lungs or lung tissue could be there. Now, in this case, it's not being expelled in with polysaccharides and mucus, right? But it might be trapped in the cells themselves and creating inflamed little cysts. So I will say the long answer to the short question is, I don't know. I don't know if it's going to help you.
Well, thanks a lot, Robert Scott Bell.
You know what? Honestly, I would do it because it's not going to harm you, and it could only help. But what I'm trying to say by saying I don't know is that there are other factors at play here inside the body, metabolic
information, right?
Yeah, there are deep issues that could be going on here that we want to get, and that means enhancing excretory function, which is always something good to do. Hey, there's an article here I don't really have time to go into on how vaccination mandates put the vulnerable and unwell people at risk, even healthy people at risk. And it's such a good article. It's such a good perspective from a mainstream media news source that I want you to read it. Go to robertscottbell.com, click through the show notes, and you'll see it there. And it's quite refreshing to have somebody that's thinking clearly, somebody who is very much pro-vaccination and claims to still be, but has moved out of the medical matrix of the jungle of public schools, government schools, and cities, and is out in the country communing with nature and asking questions, as we all should do. So check out those questions. Let me know what you think. You can go to robertscottbell.com. Leave a message there, leave a comment, leave a question, and we'll get to it eventually. Dr. Bittar joining me next hour. We're going to go to Detroit next for something really cool. Really cool.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com.
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
By the way, that article I was referring to appeared in the Federalist, interestingly enough. And again, very intelligent discussion. I like that. And so, again, linked up, it's how vaccine mandates put vulnerable people's health and lives at risk. Go ahead and read it out loud to your family. It's worth it. Let's see. We got Dr. Rasha Bitar, Advanced Medicine, next hour. Also, tomorrow, we got some questions and comments coming in. The comment tomorrow, we've already planned to cover, incredible, related to PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And for those that don't think it's a disorder necessarily, post-traumatic stress, just in a general way. And the use of cannabidiol, CBD. Got a great great response from one of our loyal listeners, and we're going to talk about that. And of course, the use of cannabidiol, which we love here, we talk about from time to time. And you can get yours from CV Sciences by going to pluscbdoil.com, pluscbdoil.com, and you get 15% off. 15% off by hitting the code RSB15, enter RSB15. Also, you'll see some hyperlinked text in the show notes when you go down to see who supports us. You can now buy things through the Natural News store, the Health Ranger store, and we get a thank you, and that's great for those of you so inclined to support us that way. New ways to help, and appreciate that. So let's see. From there, we go to Detroit, and I think of the most wonderful family in the world up there in Detroit that came to see us at the Health Freedom Expo instead of going to Disney. Remember all those years ago, Super Don?
We have video of that.
We do. We have proof of it, right?
Yes, we do.
It's amazing. But in Detroit, of all places, you see horrible pictures of decay, of inner city decay, people abandoning, poor. You know, it's just a horrible place. But yet, even in the midst of those places, people are finding ways to reclaim the land for the natural order, so to speak. Maybe it's a little tempered because as I'm looking at this picture, the first sustainable urban agrihood in the U.S. serving as a model potentially for urban development. It's still a beautiful sight to behold. In between, you know, rows of houses, there's a stretch of, I guess was abandoned land. I don't know if it was parkland. I don't know what it was. But they reclaimed it from the concrete. And now it's rows of organic vegetation where they're providing, what, free produce to 2,000 households within 2 miles of the farm. Talk about going local. And, you know, by and large, these cities that have been decimated by economic downturns, the loss of manufacturing, outsourcing, and globalism, to see that it can be reclaimed and you could actually, I've talked about this, and it's not me saying it for the first time, but, you know, when you start a garden and when you start harvesting that garden, it's like printing money. It's the weirdest thing. You're like, oh, I didn't have to buy that bag of carrots, right? Whatever it is you're growing, lettuce, oh, didn't have to go out and buy that lettuce. And, of course, you had control over it, and it took the sweat of your brow, of course, and some basic things. But there are people now willing to help you. There are groups online willing to get together and communicate these things. And so apparently this was vacant land, abandoned homes, and they've converted it. Now they got 300 organic vegetable varieties, 200 trees, fruit orchard with apples, pears, plums, cherries, children's century. I mean, this is the revolution, a peaceful, nonviolent revolution that requires no theft. As far as I know, they didn't thieve from the federal government, which means the average taxpayer to fund this. Maybe there is some money coming. I don't know. But certainly you could argue that if it's going there anyway, this is well spent. But many times we're finding just by the sweat of our brow, we're getting together in neighborhoods like the online permaculture groups, right? We broadcast Sunday week ago from a permaculture homestead. And people are helping people, volunteering to help each other. And then, of course, they become teachers that they can actually, if they want, run tours and profit off of the tours that are being run to get donations that way, to help the people on the homestead to set it up. And it grows and it grows and it grows organically. And guess what? The money, the economics stays local. It's not going out to Mexico or to Asia, to China, wherever else, you know, wherever you are. And if you're in Mexico, you can keep it in Mexico, too, by doing these things. And if you look at what happened in Venezuela, a socialist nation, yes, they've been monkeyed with by the CIA, as many countries around the world has, but it doesn't excuse, ultimately, the people to say, you know what, I've got to be more aware of the danger of government mandates, government funding, free stuff. There ain't no such thing as a free lunch, right? And to realize that when that money runs out, and if you aren't prepared, they're not going to come get you. Hurricane Katrina happens, they ain't going to save you. Not in time anyway. And if you're waiting for to start growing your garden after the hurricane hits, proverbial hurricane, it's way late and you're in the zombie apocalypse. But you can change that now. That choice is yours. That freedom is yours, despite those who would stand in opposition to it. And that power is yours. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You know it. I say it. It's the truth. The power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learned could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.